Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Words like discipline, repentance, contrition, these are often tossed about during the season of Lent. And words like forgiveness, fasting, or giving up something also are tossed about, uttered about during this season of Lent. Now, like in past Lenten seasons, we're going to explore some of these themes in Lent, as well as take a closer look at Jesus' seven last statements, so seven last words from the cross. You know, some of you probably say, I didn't know he had seven last statements from the cross. Surely he did. As I promised, each Wednesday evening here at Our Savior's, we will address the meaning and the significance of each of those statements by Jesus and his last hour on the cross, while hanging on the cross, while dying on our behalf. Yes, while our Lord Jesus Christ hung on the cross, struggling to draw air into his lungs, while nailed on a cross by his hands and feet, the gospel in our Bible record that our Lord and Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Again, in the same chapter of Luke, the 23rd chapter, he said to a criminal who was crucified next to him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Then in Mark's gospel, the 15th chapter, as well as in Matthew's gospel, the 27th chapter, Jesus cried out and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then as he hung on the cross in pain, in anguish, in a state of being abandoned, he still had the compassion. He still had the love for his mother and said in John chapter 19, woman, here is your son. Here is your mother. And as the end of his life drew near, despite the feeling of being abandoned by his heavenly Father, Jesus still had the presence of mind to call out in Luke 23 and said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Then after a while, he cried out, according to John's gospel, the 19th chapter, I am thirsty. Then not too long after that, he declared once and for all, it is finished. These are the statements, the seven last statements of our Lord Jesus Christ from the cross. And this Lenten season, we'll get to explore, and we'll get to learn the significance of each of these statements and how they are to apply into our daily lives as modern-day disciples of the Lord. But tonight we have a singular focus. Tonight, this worship service is unlike any other during the church year. Why? Because we focus on something that we generally want to avoid in our lives. Death. We as human beings live to avoid death. and taxes. But death is all around us. Death of friends, loved ones. In fact, this today alone, it was shared to me that we had two of our members passed away. Robert Horn passed away yesterday, and Josephine Cook passed away this afternoon. We are surrounded by this reality that we often try to avoid called death. But that's what the season of Lent will have us do, confront this reality. As hard and as hard as we try to avoid it, it is the very reality we're in. Now, this past Sunday, we celebrated the Transfiguration of our Lord Sunday. It's when Jesus' appearance changed on a mountaintop. In that moment, like Peter, James, and John, who accompanied him on that mountain, we had the Jesus that we want to see on that mountain of Transfiguration, and not necessarily the Jesus that we need to have. So he and his disciples descended from that mountaintop and continued his ministry and his journey toward Jerusalem, where he knew, where he has been prepared, that he will meet and encounter his own death. Death by the cross. Well, as modern-day disciples of Jesus, today we embark on a journey down from the mountaintop and walk through the shadow of the valley of death to confront our own mortality. As a matter of fact, we will receive and be reminded of the fact that we all came from dust, and to dust we shall return. We will have that obvious sign put on our forehead, a sign of our mortality, a reminder that we too, one day, shall face the reality of death. As we heard at the beginning of tonight's service, Psalm 51 was written by David. King David was confronted by the prophet Nathan about his sin of adultery with Bathsheba, and how that sin had caused the broken relationship between David and God. So tonight we come to cry out with the same plea that David had before the Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me, but restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Wonderful prayer, wonderful plea. This is the confession and prayer that we bring before God tonight. Both as we receive the sign of the cross on the ashes on our foreheads, as well as when we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ with the promise of a new life and a communion with God and with one another. Yes, tonight is a worship service that we don't want, but it's the one that we need. We don't like to talk about death, that's for sure. And our frail mortality, in such clear sign, often offends us. How many different ways can we tell other people of someone's death? We say things like, he passed on, passed away. We lost so-and-so. All in an effort to soften the blow and the harsh reality of death. But as human beings, though created in the image of God, as human being, death is part of our reality. As Gerald Merz always reminds me, no one gets out of this life alive. So true. So true. So tonight, we find ourselves in the middle, in between the celebration of Christmas and the celebration of Easter, the resurrection of our Lord. As we descend into the valley of the shadow of death, just as Christ descended into death after his crucifixion. While the main focus of this service is clearly on our mortality and on our unavoidable death, we know and we worship a God who does not let it end there. Sure, in this life, we walk in the shadow of death, but we also trust. We also have faith in God who walks with us and promises us new life through his Son, Jesus, our Savior. We know this. And we're to trust in this truth because God gave his very Son to die so that we can receive new, improved, and eternal life. And it is this new life that we look forward to celebrating. It is this new life that we look forward to giving thanks to God on Easter morning. Until then, may we walk ever closely with our Lord through these 40 days of Lent. Until then, may we hear anew his love for us through the last words that he uttered while dying on the cross on our behalf. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts prove acceptable in the presence of God, that he may be our rock and our salvation, assured through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.